It's not easy to find a nice, quiet spot to torture someone in L.A. Most of the apartments are cheaply built, with thin walls and neighbors stacked right on top of each other, so the noise carries and there are always plenty of people around to complain. Same goes for the hotels, and even the worst rent-by-the-hour dives have security cameras and require credit cards, which leaves a nice trail for the police when the bodies turn up. Storage units have thick concrete walls and 24/7 access, but random witnesses could show up at any moment. But L.A. does have a regular supply of people falling off the treadmill of the California dream, failing to make it big and make their payments. This means a lot of foreclosures and vacant homes. A smart psychopath will keep a list of ones out in the canyons or way off the main roads in the valley where the neighbors are likely to think that the screams are just a funny echo from someone's TV. This is why I'm on my knees in the bottom of an empty pool somewhere up in the hills while a Russian carefully unpacks a red toolbox. He takes out a cordless power drill and tests the trigger. He frowns at the noise it makes and slaps in a fresh battery. Then he tries it again and smiles and begins laying out a selection of drill bits, starting with one that looks like it's meant to carve a hole in concrete. I don't know for sure. I'm not much of a DIY guy. My client is next to me. Nick, short for Nikolai. Like me, he's on his knees, hands tied behind his back. His dad is a Russian billionaire with interests in oil and gas and commodities and finance. His youngest child, Nikolai, however, wants to be in the movies. So his father tucked a couple million for milk money into Nick's black leather jacket and sent him to Los Angeles. And then he got on the phone and hired me to look after him. You could argue I'm not doing a great job. Before tonight, I escorted Nick to a few meetings, mostly with a few indie producers who look at him and see dollar signs dancing around him. Seriously, it's like in a cartoon. But Nick has spent more time chasing women than making deals. During a peek inside his head, I saw that he's actually got a list of famous targets in a file on his laptop with pictures of his favorites. We spent most of his time and his father's money in clubs looking for Scarlett Johansson. He never met her, but he was able to find plenty of acceptable replacements. Most of the time, I just stood nearby as he sat at a VIP table dry-humping the leg of any actress, model, whatever, willing to put up with him. He liked to play the hard man. He thickened his accent whenever anyone asked about the Russian mafia. In reality, Nick had never actually seen a gangster outside of a movie. Until tonight, that is. To be honest, babysitting Nick is beneath my skill set, but I am just back from an extended vacation, and I need to remind the 1% that they can depend on me to clean up after them again. I thought Nick would be an easy job, unchallenging and uneventful. Maybe that's why I made a rookie mistake and left him alone in the back room of a strip club with the two dancers earlier.